Please call over choice.
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Indigenous Day. Now, let me talk for a minute. I don't know what else. Indigenous is instead of Thanksgiving, also the people say.
Thank you, Tashana. So we want to say thank you for coming in and joining us.
Thank you all.
We see Alexandra is in the house.
And Shay.
We have Shay and Tashana and Ashley. Yes. You know, come up in the chat so that
we can see.
Yes, because I'm trying to see past the lashes, okay? So if you see my eyes just open really wide, then you understand why, okay?
Let's jump into it.
Okay.
Let's jump into it.
So we want to welcome you to the first episode of season 3 of the I Love Podcast. Hi, Derek. So we want to thank you for sticking with us and watching us grow. We've gone from dedicating entire episodes to the versus battles.
Yes.
That was fun. Yeah, I mean, it was good. It was, I guess. The verses come big time and then they stop now, so I don't really understand what's happening there. But you know, COVID, you have
they
to be flexible.
Their own battle they had to do.
As Derek could say, pivot or perish.
And I chose it, and they chose it.
Okay. So we also went to incorporating audience input from our Facebook page. So
yes.
You guys in the chat, we appreciate you. Y'all have been really responsive and we've had dynamic conversations, and that's really awesome. So
today is no different. So
nope.
Let us know you're here in the chat so we can shout you up.
Yes. So for those of you who are just joining us on our journey, where have you been? We've been waiting on you. Come on, guys. So we are
Rodney.
Nadia. Don't get it confused. I'm not Rodney.
Yeah, I'm not Nadia. I'm the usually the deeper voice one. If you ever confuse the hairier deeper voice one, is usually Rodney.
I mean, on some days I could be hairy.
I think the voice is really true. I think Nicolette and Nana. You care about Nana more than Nicolette, but you've never done that.
Anyway, Kevin's cool too.
Yeah, Kevin's good for him.
Yes. All right. So we're usually here every 2 weeks. So
yes. Just
count it every other Sunday. So we appreciate that you guys letting us take a break in December. And so, but we're here. Hi, Kimberly. Yes, we're here every other Sunday. Just to, if you want to, remember that. You can mark it on your calendar. If people still keep calendars, you can put it in your phone.
Yeah.
You can follow our Facebook and Instagram page. We'll keep you updated on when we are going to go live.
And YouTube page as well.
Yes, we have YouTube. How do I forget that?
Facebook, YouTube.
Yeah, all the fun moments get to replay forever and ever.
Hey,
and
Nicolette.
Okay, but if you have any questions that you'd like answered during the podcast, of course, shoot us an email at rnlovepodcast@gmail.com and we'll try to address that question, that query for you on the show.
It's
giving me life lesson. Okay, thank you so much. So we wanted to talk to you guys about vision boarding.
Yes.
So it is January and we're in a new year.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have survived. The season finale of 2020 happened, and I think we made it to the, and they put us off on the season, so now we're in 2021. We got it from 2020, remember the year. Yeah. So, today we just watched Netflix. She watched the season finale of America.
I totally paid attention. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
It was good.
How's
that? Yeah, but, you know. Hi, Kyle Robinson.
Yes, school.
Oh, okay, hi. But yes, so it's time to start planning for the year ahead. You've survived all of your worst days. You've made it through 2020. I promise you can make it through anything. Life doesn't get easier, but if, like, you're a thug right now. Like, you're the best, you're the baddest. Because you survived all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. There's no excuses now. Not that you're not good enough or you're tired or you're not strong. No. 2020 has shown that you are all of that.
And more. I know it's a quote post going around that if you didn't come out of this pandemic with skill, you lost no job and blah, 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 blah. I think the fact that you came out of this pandemic, this part
period.
That's a huge
success. And the statement there.
Clap, cheers, pats on the back. The fact
mm-hmm.
that you survived, and if you can watch this, I mean, something up here is still intact. So
yes.
That's a blessing. don't want to sell that. Now, again, let's make 2021 better than 2020. But again, kudos to you.
Yes.
Making it this far.
Yes. Yes. Hello, Chico. Hi, Deandra. Chico. I see Paul Taylor. Hi, Paul. So we want to get into planning for the next year.
Oh, DJ Broke is up. We say
Broke.
And family.
Yes. Yes. And Lakeisha.
Yes.
So as we're getting into the vision board, I want to know who's heard of a vision board. Who in this chat can tell me what a vision board is? I mean,
prior to us doing it, I have never heard those two words together. Unless
I know.
Some sort of BG board attached to the Bible, and I really heard someone mention vision board prior to us actually doing it too.
Now, why do you want to go down?
I mean, I don't need to tell you what I heard before. That's how weird it sounded to me. So if you haven't heard of a vision board before, don't feel left out. Because legit, we didn't know about it prior to when we were quite confused. So if you do Rally Man.
So,
Rally and wife, we're saying Rally Man, give the wife all love. Really?
Kyle, hi, Wally. Kyle has said that he's heard of the vision board before.
Oh, totally. I've already seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, who has, y'all have heard of it, who has completed a vision board exercise before? Kyle is on the money. Kyle says,
it's basically a physical manifestation of future goals.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. That's
exactly what it is.
Physical, a pictograph of one's goals. Paul is a teacher. If you didn't know Paul is a teacher, Paul is the one who I did the coding gap with.
Okay, nice.
Yes, Paul is the one I did the coding gap.
Nice.
He's now in Toastmasters as well.
Okay.
Paul is a good guy.
Okay, Paul is a
and
good
Paul is very smart, partner.
There you go.
Pictograph of one's goals.
You worry about that. We bringing words into 2021, okay?
Take that.
All right. So a vision board, they're correct. A vision board is a collage of images and words representing a person's wishes or goals,
yes,
intended to serve as inspiration or motivation.
Yes.
So, usually, when we complete our vision board, we do it individually. So, Rodney creates a vision board, I create a vision board, but we tend to have shared goals on our vision board. So, for the section that has like relationship or home or family, we have similar goals. So that's how we like to do it. But, you know, we also recognize that we're individuals. So like we have our own goals that we like to achieve. So with that being said, if it were up to you, if you were able to do your vision board, and we hope that you do it this month, right now, would you rather complete your vision board in a group setting, or would you rather work on it by yourself?
All right, so as y'all are giving us comments, I give you two sides of it. Because we see both sides of the group setting and individual setting.
Yeah.
It's a story I was taught about a basketball team. Year in the basketball year, the coach asks each individual to give a goal for the basketball year. One of the players' goal was to, when they win the championship, to hold the ball as the clock ran out as they win the championship. Granted, they haven't played a game yet. So it's very forthcoming and very, I guess, big of him to even suggest he would even be in the finals, let alone win the championship. So fine, season played out, playoffs played out, they're in the championship game. Clock is running now, 10 seconds, 9 seconds. His teammate was shooting the ball. His teammate shouted and said, come, come. He said, what are you talking about? Come, Harris the ball. So what do you mean? Your goal was to hold the ball as the clock ran out.
Yes.
Harris the ball. So I bring that story up to say, that's the benefit of having sharing your goals. Now your person's who are in your path to assist you.
Yes.
To say, I can now help Nadia get the goal she wants at that. But the flip side I also see as well, too, for persons who don't necessarily want to share their goals.
Mm-hmm.
Because they may help persons in a way who trip them up, whether intentionally or unintentionally, or who somehow hinder them from getting to that point.
Yes.
But one thing we will talk about later, the importance of creating a tribe. Because you need to be around somebody who is going to keep you accountable, who's going to help you to remember, is going to motivate you. Because the whole thing is very important. This is going to be a long year. Every year is a long year for a lot. So you need someone to help you get to the moment. Say, hey, Nadia, remember those goals you said?
Yeah.
We can get to it. Remember, I would do it with you. Man, let's try something.
Mm-hmm.
Those are important as well.
Mm-hmm. So what are the comments?
So your mom says she prefers a group setting.
Hi, Mom.
And then Taylor just saying thanks for the endorsement, but we tell you he's a smart teacher.
Okay.
So you have not much people saying, but just really, Mom. So what do you prefer?
I prefer a group setting because, you know, if it were up to me, I would honestly drag my foot a little bit when it comes to creating it. But if I'm in a group setting, because I've been usually towards the end of the year, I start to already compile a list of things that I'd like to achieve for the next year going into it. But to say put the list, like put pen to paper and actually execute that, yeah, I'm going to drag my foot. I may start in February or March. Mm-hmm. But if I'm in a group setting to say, okay, this is an event, this is something that we're going to do together, then I'm like, okay, well, maybe now that I'm facing it and I'm looking at the goals, then I could say, okay, well, maybe I need to get started.
So Carl said he prefers by himself.
Okay.
He think in a group setting, you will be sidetracked. Good point. I may put up, this is his words, he may put up a 1999 Benz. And when I see that another person put a 2020, I might get envious and change my mind. Very good point.
Let me tell you about a point. Can I tell you that somebody else's, and I saw it online, so it's not an original thought, but I thought it was a nice thought. Somebody else's accomplishment doesn't necessarily have to make it to your DIY list. Okay, so I don't, this is not one of those exams where you gotta, you know, be peeping
you
over.
What you have?
I
can get four.
But I don't have those type of accomplishments. No. Maybe I need to change my goals. No, this is a personal exercise that we happen to be doing together, but it's more so that, you know, we're just holding each other accountable, you know?
What Paul said in response to Carlos and we're privately then sharing.
Okay.
Yeah, so that way you don't have to be influenced by what you put.
Yeah,
you shared with Elliot and Brad Rose. That's a pretty good. See, you did a fellow smart one. I also learned in 2020 about abundance. I know what prior to, and I know a lot of persons may have feel the like speaking myself, but you didn't necessarily want to share something because you feel it didn't take care of you. Mm-hmm. You might be like, you know what, I don't really want to share this up and coming idea because someone else might do it. But what I have learned last year and I affirmed this year is that they may steal the recipe, but they can't steal the sauce.
That's it.
So there's a lot of things that, again, nothing is new under the sun. Somebody may have that thought as well, but it was placed in you for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Your network is different. Your viewpoint is different. Your drive is different. So don't be afraid to do something because someone else may have done it.
No. So, and if somebody else is doing it too, that also is a, I wouldn't want to say validation, but it's proof that the idea is making
it's
sense. Right.
See, Tokoyo. Mom goes in the world. Yes.
Hey, Tokoyo, Where have you been?
Man, I saw him in the airport. I think him and his wife last year or so. Yeah, before last. He was traveling.
Getting old.
Yeah, but no.
Hi, Thalia.
Hey, man. Emily. Oh, man.
Yes, Emily is joining in with us as well. Okay, so we've decided that we're going to do the vision board. Everybody knows what a vision board
is. Yes.
Okay? So a collage of images and words representing a person's wishes or goals. Everybody understands that you can either do it as a group or as an individual. You could share your ideas. I recommend that you have at least one accountability partner, somebody else who knows what it is that you'd like to achieve and who will hopefully walk with you as you journey along this road.
Yes.
But if you decide to do it and keep it close to your heart as well, that's
totally
fine. We're just hoping that, you know, you get it done. Hi, Lisa. Lisa trying to distract me before these fall off. Okay, so the first time that we had the opportunity to work on a vision board was back in December 2016.
I remember
that's when I started working at another opportunity. And right before we started working
The place on the road, and then I get in trouble. But go ahead.
I mean, if they want to sponsor this, then I can call their name back. I have not a problem calling their name. But yeah, back in December of 2016, right before I started a new opportunity, we had the chance to, we got invited to a vision board party at one of Ron's friends' homes. And we had never heard of the vision board before.
Never.
There was a wonderful lady, now you can call her name.
Oh, Keyshell Davis.
Keyshell Davis, who led the exercise. And it was truly amazing.
Yeah.
It was an intimate setting. It was a group of a few other married couples.
Yeah.
And we had some magazines and some glue. And we put together... And we made a mess in their house.
We didn't clean. Yeah, we did help clean. We did help clean before.
You know,
we did help clean because they fed us. So I think it helped that they fed us.
Child feed me.
So I'll help you.
For life.
I'll help you. But what Wiki shared, like, I thought she did a good job, is what we want you guys to do too. Set the atmosphere for it.
Yes.
And that's what she did. So how the party started and how whenever we do sessions, the other persons, what we do is that we get talking. As you see, we're doing this right now. We haven't even given you step one on the vision board, because this is actually step one. You need to now till the soul is actually done.
Yes.
Get your mind ready to receive what's going to happen. Because at the end of the day, you only pulling out the ideas that are already in your mind already.
Yes.
Like these thoughts, these images that you're going to identify, it started here. And now you just associate whatever was here manifesting on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just what it is. So again, think about your past year. Think about your past successes. Think about the stuff that you want to do. What I tell myself and I tell Nadia all the time is that when you're in your quiet time and things are going well, what are the things that you call over your life? Not when things are stressed, not when things are difficult, not when things seem pressed. But when you know things are fine, you know, I really want to do this. I really want to do that. I remember when we were just dropping on a career hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I always say,
always drop on it.
What it is that you want to feel.
Okay.
What it is that you want to feel. Not necessarily who you want to work with, but just the type of environment, because then it's your spirit talking to you. You want to be somewhere where you can feel free to create, but you want something more structured. You want to be somewhere where you're given guidance, or you want like a rigid thing. Like those things you think about, because everything else on the job can be taught.
Yeah.
That's the end of your goals. What generally do you want? Do you want to be happy? How does happy look?
Yes.
You want to be healthy? How does healthy look? You want to be financially sound? How do those things look? And that's really what the vision board itself said.
Okay.
Kyle Robinson said, do you think it's a good idea to balance out your vision board? Solely material things or whatever you choose?
Kyle, I actually have a copy of my vision board for last year. So the mere fact that I'm going to actually share this with you guys is like a big deal. Because again, some things you want to hold close to your heart, but the year's already gone. And I can say that that vision board really manifested itself in a way that totally blew my mind. So for my vision board from last year, there's a mix of personal development, there's fitness, there's health, there's my spirituality, wealth, love, family, home. So there were different aspects that I focused on. So for me, again, vision boards are very personal. For me, it was less like material things. Like I wouldn't say that I want to have this specific car or I need to get into this home, but it was more so that I want to create a lifestyle that these things would become possible.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, once I create a lifestyle where these things can become possible, those things will come.
Yeah.
You know, that was very important to me.
You know what Bible verse we associate with? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything will flow thereof.
Yeah.
And then to us, the kingdom of God is whatever it is you have to do, the purpose. That's what it is to us. Because it's easy to get caught up in chasing the material things, like you say,
mm-hmm.
the money, but those things really, they go.
Yeah.
They come and they go really quickly.
They go quick. Ever broke a $100 bill and see how fast that goes?
Someone, a good friend of ours, our son to our father, he told us money needs to be with money.
Yeah.
Money has its property where it has to be attached to other money.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it is, like you said, when you broke the money, break the $100 bill, you were spending, you feeling pulse and inclined to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, he always advised people to put it up somewhere.
Yeah.
Because it needs to be out of the money. That's the same thing. So he said, say, things can go.
Yeah.
So it's up to you. But again, that if and the thing is, I still tie about the feelings. What feelings do those material things give you?
Mm-hmm.
Does it give you a feeling of security? Then maybe you want to now establish security. Does it give you a feeling of freedom? Then you need to establish freedom. So those things are byproducts.
I guess Rodney is trying to say, you know, you get to the root of it.
Yeah.
So this is the goal that you want to achieve. So why do you want to achieve that goal? And then maybe that'll help you work backwards.
Yeah.
All right. So it's only 520s, buddy. Listen, Akasha gave it to me in tens yesterday. And I just looked at that and said, why? Why did you do that to me?
Not so like, yeah,
set me up.
Push. Back much right there. Like, yes, see, you get one. Why
you
have two bites? Why you put five groceries in two bites? Come on.
I'm gonna work it through right now. So before we get into it, I wanna let you know why we vision board, because that's the big thing, right?
Yes.
So it's good to keep your goals that you've meditated on in the forefront of your mind. So
mm-hmm.
So one thing that you can do is you can create a digital vision board.
Yes.
So that you keep it as a wallpaper on your phone,
desktop.
Your desktop, your laptop, wherever. Or you can print it out like how I did. The way that we first learned how to create a vision board was to, as they said, cut out the newspapers and the magazines mm-hmm. and the books and paste the images. But now with Pinterest and Google and whatnot, I can find the image that really closely aligns to number one, like me. So like mine is very colorful at some points, and then at some points it's very linear and black and white. And I like style, I like color. I have Afrocentric images that's appealing to my eye. I like art as well. Mm-hmm. So my vision board is more aligned with me. So I would encourage you to, you know, personalize it so that when you look at that, you say, okay, that is truly a reflection of me, mm-hmm. of who I am. And it helps us to keep focus as the year does what it does, which is distract you. The things can come up, okay? The year is always going to do what it does, and things come up and things distract you, and you can go left very quickly. And here comes June, your check-in point, and you totally forgot your goals. You don't want to do that. So a vision board, I printed mine off, and I put it on the top of my bureau. And so every time I got up during the day, like, or went to my mirror and looked up in the mirror, because I like to look at myself. I'm being but when I looked in the mirror, I saw this, you know, and I saw the young lady studying, or I saw the relationship goals, or I saw that I need to eat a salad at some point, you know? So it keeps you focused, definitely. And that's the intent of doing it. That's why we do it.
And this ties into those who are visual learners. I know we did an assessment. Most people who do some sort of Twitch education do some sort of assessment and say what type of learner you are. And if you're a visual learner, this is good. All this is really just a step off of New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Just put your picture in. We believe that if you can see it in your mind's eye, you can manifest it, then it happens. Mm-hmm. So if you can see these things, again, like Nadia said, constant reminders, positive reminders of when you have time to clearly think. And just remind yourself, not to annoy you, not to taunt you, not to make you feel like you're not accomplishing it. Just say, you know what? We still have a goal. We still have a vision. Because life happens. January's here. Next thing you know, it's May. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, we are preparing for Halloween. And then again, it's December again. Like, where did the year go?
Right. But the point of it is, you may not accomplish everything on your vision board, and that's fine. But the point of this is that even if you make a step towards your goal, that's a step further that you would have been had you not made it a priority. Mm-hmm. You understand? So that's all you want to do, is be able to work towards something. Kudos to you if you accomplish some stuff and you can say, okay, I can wipe those off of my vision board for next year. Great. But if not, you can translate these AM images or affirmations to the next year, and that's quite fine as well.
Yeah, there's no time limit. It's not like you have 1 year to complete these things. So.
Okay, so let's take you step by step, right? So I think we've already started. Tamika Dean says,
vision board makes you feel.
Makes you self accountable.
It's caught up. Jamal caught a good movie.
Why you call the job? Okay. That's yeah. Okay. So now it's out there. So we've already decided that we know what a vision board is.
Yes.
We've decided whether or not we're going to do it as a group.
Yes.
So get your small groups together, your church groups together, your friends together, your family together. You can do it as a family or whatever you decide to do. Get your people together. Mm-hmm. And you are going to get your supplies together or your laptops together and start pulling down those images. What we also do, what I didn't share, is that on the back of my vision board are corresponding affirmation statements that go with each image. So the point of the affirmations statement is just so that you say it every day, just the way that you look at the image, you say this. The sentence as well. So for me, personal development was a big thing for me. So that was the young lady who was studying, right? I'm current on industry trends. I study, train, and commit to my development. So it's a positive personal statement that you are going to say that is going to push you towards where it is that you want to be. So wealth was one for me as well. So the image that I pulled down actually had words that said, I am full of money-making ideas, which effortlessly turn into cash. My wealth statement was, I am debt-free and creating multiple income revenue streams. So you have to be able to have your affirmation statements that go with your images as well.
So the big thing on affirmations, and that's a huge thing, you hear yourself and you believe words have creating power. Yeah. So when you say certain things about yourself, about a situation, you create that environment. So all of our affirmations have I am. I am this, I am that. Because what happens is that you start to believe it, you start to walk in that direction. So be mindful of the things you're saying to yourself, whether it's jokingly, whether it's passing by, because you're going to believe it. You're going to work in that. So if you keep on saying to yourself, I am healthy, you will be healthy. I am financially sound, I'll be financially sound. Say those things. You might not be in that situation you are right now, but speak those things are not as though they are, and they will come to us.
Yes.
So what we're going to do as well, I only not said it, but we're going to use it because we want you guys to do it in small groups and in your personal sessions. We're going to have this clip, different segments clipped and put up on our YouTube page, on our Facebook page, so you can share it, so you can use these small groups.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought y'all were going back and watching these videos anyway.
I'll make it a little shorter for you guys. Let's get you away on this stuff at the beginning. So, she was an artist. Stunning to me.
Hey!
Yeah, blue color. Yeah, she's very gorgeous.
Thank you.
Jay said, nice to make you laugh. And Paul, again, the need to teach you is vision board is like a reporter.
Vision board is like, Paul go to the front of the class. But, like, technically, you're at the front of the class as your teacher. Yeah. Yes. What did Dexter say?
He said he needed this. So, yes. Thank you, Mike. Glad we were able to help. And you'd be surprised, again, this is it's a beautiful thing, and we're going to jump into it now.
Okay, so
go step by step.
Yes, we're gonna go step by step. Go ahead. You want to start it off?
Oh, so again, so the first thing you need to do is have a blank slate. Mm-hmm. Have a blank slate. Now, whether you have paper, you try something small, or go on Canva, mm-hmm. or go on Word, just have a blank piece of paper. Start off blank, mm-hmm. as much as you can clear your mind. Then think on the things that you want to accomplish. Let's set your mind right. Okay, where do you see yourself in 10 years, 5 years, 20 years, 30 years? What do you see for your family? What do you see for yourself, your health? What do you see for your finances? What are your trouble areas? What are things that may have caused you stress in the past? What are things you want to do? Where do you want to go? Vacation. Get that, those thought juices. Mm-hmm. Get that running. Now, once you have that running now, we're going to give you some goals. The thing is, how we do our vision board, there's no cap, but there's no floor.
Yes.
But we like to just give some sort of structure to help guide you along how your thought process. So we have us 9.
Yeah, so I chose 9 areas of focus for my life.
Yes.
That would be, again, health, spirituality, personal development, mm-hmm. fitness, wealth, love, family, home. And so as we said earlier, Rodney and I are married. Our family, home, and love affirmations mm-hmm. are going to be very similar
yeah.
to each other's, because that's sort of like a shared goal mm-hmm. that we have.
So right now, hopefully you have your pen and your paper, but pen your paper or just throw in the comments. So, and the thing is, the beautiful thing about the internet is that it stays here. So if you don't have a pen and paper available, please type in the comments. But what we need now, you can type 3, but I need you to type 9 separate goals. 9 goals that you want to be your focus area on in this upcoming year.
Yeah.
So throw them in the comments, put in your notepad in your phone, but write it down. It's a magic skill that is in writing, because when you transcribe stuff, that's the first step in manifestation. So only to keep it up here, but when you write it down, that's manifesting. And that's how you get close to your goals. So that's your first step. Second step, actually. First step is get a blank slate. Second step, find 9 areas that you want to focus on.
Yes. So again, my focus was health, spirituality, personal development, fitness, wealth, love, family, and home.
Good.
You may have some other focuses that, or you want to skim it down a little bit. That's totally up to mm-hmm. you.
So first thing, we're going to do our own. And again, it's going to be unique to you, but we're going to do our own. And you use these 9. So,
yeah.
So the first thing we're going to do, again, I believe in seeing it and then making it happen. So write your affirmations down.
Yes, yeah.
This is Don's write your affirmations.
It's going to be personal. It's mm-hmm. going to be I statements, and they're going to be positive.
Yes.
When you're making your personal affirmations, though, make sure that they may include some SMART goals as well.
Yes. Yeah, press intent. That's very important.
Yeah.
Press intent. Like I am this now. I am that. Not I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. I am healthy. I am fit. I am a runner. I am a better eater.
Mm-hmm.
So what Nadia has, I am mindful of my health. I take measures to enjoy long health.
So it's not just that, like, I'm mindful of my health. What is the action that's going to come behind mm-hmm. that? What am I going to do so that I show that I'm mindful of my health?
Mm-hmm.
So one of them was my family. I am present with my family daily.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm building lasting positive relationships with my family.
So right now for health, so your first one, whatever your first topic is, 2 seconds, right, with your first topic. And again, don't overthink it. This isn't the final product. What people tend to do, they want it to be clean, want it to look pretty. That's not what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
A wise man once told me is that when it comes to planning, plenty of people discuss which flowers you're going to put in front of the house before they pour the foundation. Take your time. Take your time. Enjoy the process. It's a beautiful process. It can be scary. It can be daunting. But I promise you, you're going to look at the end of it, but you're glad I did it. So now that's the first thing. Health is ours. What's your health goal? If you're at the top of your head. I know for me, I am healthy and I am comfortable with my food.
So going back to that health, I am mindful of my health and take measures to enjoy a long and healthy life.
Okay.
So what that meant for me is that when I say mindful, I practice mindful eating. I actually think about what I'm doing and how it's going to affect my body. I am conscious to make sure that I incorporate the healthy stuff. I want to enjoy other things as well, but I'm going to understand that that's a treat.
Yes.
And not necessarily the focus.
Yes.
I'm mindful of whatever existing conditions that may be in my DNA. So I'm mindful of what I'm working against or with as well. So things like that. Your statement can be general enough that it encompasses mm-hmm. everything that you want to do, or it can be really specific.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
And also to tie that, if you're even lost, one thing is not just said, and I love how she said it. Just find, if you're unsure how to find a positive statement, then find what that negative thing is and flip it. So if you think that you're unhealthy because you weigh this, or because you have this ailment, or because you have this type of eating, acknowledge that. And then now flip it. I am a healthy eater.
Mm-hmm.
I am diabetic free. I am sugar free. I am pressure free. Whatever those things are, gonna be specific. That's a way to find it as well. That's a way to find your mindful goal as well. Go to the next topic.
Yeah, so we're gonna take them through maybe like one or two more.
Mm-hmm.
Fitness.
Let's start out doing this one. Hmm? Fitness started.
No, my fitness was like very specific. Mm. Yes. So I have this like picture here of this very flexible lady. Y'all don't get my business. It says that I am enjoying the benefits of eating mindfully. So yes, a diet and some health, but I am physically fit and active 3 times a week. I'm a runner and a yogi. So let me talk about it. Let's get into it. I'm not necessarily a runner yet. So that would be one of the goals that I would have brought over from last year, carrying over into this year. We're going to start working on it tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you all how it goes. If I'm here for the next podcast, you know I didn't die.
Jason, don't be telling you what a fitness goal tied to. Because I think fitness and health tied together.
But definitely yoga practice was something that I incorporated last year, and I definitely continue it on this year as well. So
I have a running story, so let's get into running.
Yes.
And this is to show you how your goals can influence positively and negatively, but positively more so the people around you, the people in the circle. So October, I'm not going to date you, a couple of Octobers ago, we were part of a challenge with J-Fitness, a health, just a quarterly challenge. And I was on a team with a particular person, Tamika Roberts. So on a team with her, just doing it for fun, and Sharon Gelly, doing it for fun. I just listened to Tamika speak. Tamika said she had a surgery July, so 2 months prior, kidney surgery, transplant. And I said, but you're out here exercising and running. I said, okay, that's in my head, right? So the Bahamas Marathon, not the marathon, the marathon is coming.
Yeah.
in a few months in January. So just ask him and say, okay, what's the marathon about? What's the time? JB and J signed me up for the relay for the marathon. So me, Shay,
signed
me up. Next thing I know, I was in the chat. Next thing I know, I asked what the marathon is about. What's the leg? And 2 seconds later, I was in the chat. And me, Shay, Chevy, and Stuart were the pot cakes and we ran. So keep in mind now, when I ask this, I've never run consistently a lap. Lap's 400 meters. Never consistently run a lap. But I say, why not?
Yeah.
So working on with Jay, I remember this one particular Friday morning, and he just said, just run. He tell you when to stop, just run. And I kept a pace. And I just ran, kept my pace, and I ran. And I think we ran for about 10, 12 minutes. That's the first time I've consistently run 10, 12 minutes. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So now, when we were on Wednesday, we had a track. I ran the track, same pace, ran the 400 meters consistently. First time I've ever in life run 400 meters consistently. So I said, well, why not? Being a person I am, I always try to push things, and it doesn't always be fun. I said, sorry, but 400 meters turn into four laps, which is a mile. So turn into a mile, and then I say, cool. The marathon was 6.7 miles, my leg, which is the shortest leg, my leg, 6.7 miles. So 1 mile turned into 3 miles consistently. I could run 3 miles consistently, non-stop. Right? That was amazing. And this is October, November, December, marathon, January.
Mm-hmm.
So the time was the apex of me is that, okay, they said my leg is 6.2 miles. I need to feel 6.2 miles in my legs. Mm-hmm. I ran 8 miles consistently. Now, that was amazing. It took long, but it's amazing. One thing, and I tell her, and I tell anybody, I tell you, when you have your goals, and I said at the beginning, don't measure to somebody else. Yes. My goal was just to run consistently. My goal wasn't have a 10-minute mile. My goal wasn't to be the fastest in the group. My goal was just to run consistently.
Yeah.
And now what's my goal and accomplish that goal? So now they see me doing it. She said she wants to try it.
Okay. So I'm the biggest cheerleader for anybody else, right? I will cheer you on because that was my role in his story. He didn't tell you, but I was the cheerleader.
Mm-hmm. Actually, and then towards the end, Shay, that's why I love Shay the pieces. I'm Chevy and Stuart and Jake because they motivate me so much. When I was running and 6 miles, running 6 miles at 9 o'clock in the morning is different from running 6 miles at 5 o'clock in the morning because our son said, hey, we shall run together. So I was, I was dragging myself, running, I said, I can't stop. Shay saw me, and I think probably towards the end, probably a mile, if not a little less, so he ran to me.
Yeah.
Because he finished his leg, and he ran to me. He said, my Ross, we got to go. He said, my not there waiting for you, man. She said, Jenny, on, we got to go. And that really did encourage me, because one, she's my ride home. But two, more importantly, she really made me, like, excited to say, if I can do this, I can now show her that like, she can do it as well, too. So it really was encouragement. And again, that's why it's important to have your cheerleaders, have your goal set, have those checkpoints, say, hey, I have to get to that. Because how I got to do 8 miles is a similar mindset. It's like I started off from my house. I started off at a mile. I said, you know what? I get the Solomon. Let me try to go to Church Grove. Let me try to go to the Columbia by Subaru. Let me try to go to the beach.
Time out. I'm trying to call him to find out where he is because it's getting dark.
She called me like 1 hour and a half later. I said, where are you? I said, I'm Prince Charles. I know where I'm Prince Charles. I'm Prince Charles, but I had to get home. And not that there is 8.1 miles, but it was small bites first.
Yeah.
I never went out with the intention of running 8 miles, but it was just a small bites. And that's how it is with these schools.
Right.
Take small bites.
So I cheer on people often. I want to be able to cheer on myself. So we're going to try that out. But again, so your goals are going to develop. Your goals could lap over into the next year, and that's fine. So you set out your areas of focus that are important to you, whether it be your health, your spirituality, your personal development, finances, your family, your relationship, your assets. You list them out. You write your affirmation statements that go along with it. Then you find your images that are a true reflection of your affirmation statements for your area of focus. And personalized to be something that you know that you're going to commit to. When you see this person, you know exactly what this person means. You know what that means. You understand? And you know what this means. You see all of the greenery? I see it. I need to see it more. So you make sure that you do those things. And then you add the checkpoints, right? So we want to make sure that our goals are SMART goals, you know?
Specific.
Measurable.
Attainable. relatable
and timely. Yeah. We also want to make sure that you have your account. Yeah, we ain't worrying about that. You want to make sure that you have your accountability partners. Okay, so again, you can do it in a group. You can have one person who you let in on one or two of your goals if you don't want to share it all. But you, those specific goals that you want to make sure that you know you want to accomplish, you can let those persons know and they can be your accountability partners. You can share your goals with us. If you didn't want to drop it into the comments, you can email ironlovepodcast@gmail.com mm-hmm. and we are going to be right there saying, hey, it's been 6 weeks. What you saying?
Oscar, that's me. I'm a reminder. I say, hey, remember this thing we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying? Mm-hmm. And just for a tip, if you want a real accountability partner, tie your goals around some children. Promise them something.
Okay.
They will remind you.
Like, didn't you
they
say
will remind you.
They like this. They will remind you. Mommy, didn't you say we were baking cookies this weekend? So did you get the sugar? Did you get the flour? Do we have butter? You want to make it this morning or this evening? Like, I need you to get that serious about your goals as children are about making cookies. Okay? And that's very serious.
You baked a lot last night. You baked a lot last
night. Like, to the point where our son, like, we're pulling down recipes off of allrecipes.com. And I'm like, close these tabs. No. Because I have this recipe that we need to...
He's right on the board to say what the dinner is. Literally today's menu.
Do we have the ingredients? I put it on the grocery list. Anyway, so get as serious about your goals as children are about snacks, okay? You also then want to have your check-in points throughout the year.
Yes.
Okay, so I got a good piece of advice from Jay. Where he said that, you know, you can create an alarm on your phone just so that you can remember to check in on certain goals for the week. If you don't want to check in weekly on your goals, check in monthly. So you say, okay, at the end of this month, where am I? What's my progress? Mm-hmm. So that means we get a little technical. You know, you got to have your short, your midway, and your long-term goals for the year. So we've already decided on what our goals are for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Then we want to say, okay, so in 6 weeks, what does this goal look like? In 6 months, what does this goal look like? At the end of the year, where should I be?
Yeah.
You know? So that's where I'd like to see us get serious about this. This is a great conversation that we're having, but it truthfully means nothing if we haven't taken a step towards where it is that we want
to
be.
And the thing is to take the idea of failure.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things persons hold, it's a quote I love, they say the hardest part of getting started is getting started. Because a lot of people tend to let that trip them up. So you say, you know what, I can't do this, I can't do that. Your goal is to lose 40 pounds. I can't lose 40 pounds. Or you hit October, I didn't lose 10 pounds, and it's October. I got 2 more months to the end of the month. You realize that because you hit the target of 40, you lost 10, that's 10 more pounds because you had the intentional mindset to say, I want to lose weight. It's those things now, and then those check-in marks is also a chance to reward yourself and clap for yourself and encourage yourself and say, this is more progress that I made than I would last year. Last year, we didn't do as much running as we would like to do, but we still made efforts to go exercise and work out at least once a week.
We killed walking, though.
Yeah, so like, and the thing is, so that tied in, and again, the beautiful things about these goals is what it bleeds into. Because even though it was a fitness goal, it turned into a relationship goal. Because that was our time that we sat together, that we walked.
Because you don't have private time during a pandemic with the children home.
No.
You don't have date night when everything on lockdown.
So our date nights is walking. And then just talk, we walk and talk for an hour. Mm-hmm. And not just our time together. And then that's what it turned into. So you'd be surprised how these things manifest and mature into something different.
Yes.
So those are important as well. So again, we are here, rnlove@gmail.com. Hit us up on Instagram or on Facebook. On YouTube, because we believe in helping and assisting. So what we would like to do, for those who are comfortable, if you're uncomfortable, that's fine. What we would like to do is that you share your vision board with us.
Yeah.
If not the entire vision board, just a goal out of your vision board.
Mm-hmm.
Post it online, tag us in,
yes.
So we can see our page. Because I think if we can create a community of accountable partners, then you'd be surprised how far we can go.
That's
like creating your tribe is so important, because you need people who will be like, you know what? You got an idea. Good job, bro. Because those things are so important.
I can tell you about our group of people who we have behind us. Like, I don't think we would have accomplished half of what we accomplished last year if it wasn't for those persons who drove us to want to become better versions of ourselves, mm-hmm. or like held us accountable pretty yeah. much, you know, asked us, you know, how you working on that yeah. thing? You did that thing yet? Okay, I need you to do that thing with me. I'll do it with you.
Yeah.
Like, you need those positive people like that in your corner, because it's hard sometimes. And again, the year is going to do what it's going to do. Because
yeah.
2021 is already a movie.
Something.
So.
Paul Taylor said in chat, creativity. Is this gold?
Yes.
I am a writer that produces work that inspires.
Ooh.
Love it, because I enjoy writing into it. Well. So one thing is that I did, Paul, and this is a piece of advice. I created the covers. I'm a visual person. I created the covers for my books, and I posted it, and I shared it. So now, if not just Facebook, remind you a year later, a memory, someone's going to ask you, hey, what about this thing you're working on? Because again, I was at the point where I held it tight, because I would, yeah. I don't take my idea, whatever, but for the most part, if it's yours, it's yours. So I would harass you with that book. Because I love writing. I love creating. So the fact that that's an excellent goal, I'm going to probably have a similar goal there too. So yeah, accountability, I wrote in the chat, in live time and digital archive, where to go with this?
Yes.
Digital archive. Boy, you tell you Paul Sharpen.
Paul on it.
Yeah, you see Shkoy. Shkoy say great stuff. Jay is a part of our tribe, right?
Yeah, he
Jay is a part of our tribe. Jay allowed us to do some stuff that sound crazy on paper, but he allowed us to work together. He allowed us to do some stuff, whether it's creating the Fit to Serious Nadia doing social media management and stuff with him, working with him and stuff like that. And just as important, there are people who not only add value to you, but who allow you to see the value in themselves. I can attest to being in situations where you didn't acknowledge your value because you didn't feel value. This is the time your life needs. Go to those places where you cheer. Go to places where people value you, where they acknowledge you. Don't have to undersell yourself. I tell myself this often, I can't be mad at the persons who bought my value at discount because I had it at a lower price. But hey, price shot up. The price has shot up now. So be mindful of time. Be mindful of your energy. One thing 2020 has taught me is that life is short.
Yes.
And that energy is finite in the sense that you don't have this space. So be around good people. Be around and enjoy. You say not maybe. We love the pieces.
That's
Gaudy not. But be around the right people, man. Don't be afraid to shake it up. Really and truly, don't be afraid to shake it up. So if you are in a circle of people who are not progressing in this direction, you got to go and change it. Because what we were taught is easier for you to lose a hand and lose a wooden body.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at what's more important, hurting someone's feelings or hurting their future. Really and truly, I was taught with even a child rearing, is that you can live the best life. But if your friends drink and smoke and straight West Coast, your children be like, but they're drinking smoke, why can't I drink this one?
I know.
So, like, that's a very important tip, Jim Rohn. Show me your friends and show you who you are.
Yeah.
Your future is in the 5 years we spend the most time with. Again, yes. There's so many things that are important. And just by you being here, you're allowing us to be in this circle. We thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you so much for that, because you guys are influencing us as well. Because this is the reason why we have to come up with these ideas and have to try to push ourselves. Now, like I said at the beginning of the show, this side of us is a conversation.
Yes.
It started off as a conversation, then we recorded it with just the audio, then we transitioned to Facebook, and then we transitioned to comments, and now it's being birthed from something ministerial, blessings, and just being yours. So don't be afraid to start.
I had to help.
Yeah, man, we definitely, if you know us, you know us. I mean, if you know us, you know us.
You know, so many people have helped us along the way as well. Listen, we definitely don't do anything on our own.
No, and I definitely, the people who, especially who comment and who just watching, who personal, they really allow us to be who we are. We love you all the pieces, and we thank you all for that. For causing us to feel like we have some more sensible to say. And that's where this comes in again. It starts from Carlos and Sodom for even inviting us.
Yes.
Thank you for even inviting us and allowing us even think like that. And
yes, not just the first vision board party that we went to.
So before I not dropped up again, this will be shared again on Facebook. It says on Facebook. It says on YouTube. We are here to help, to be accountability partners. Just shoot us an email. We're here to remind you, post it. Tigers in it, so you can all see it yourself. Let's make it happen, guys. We enjoy it. But again, vision casting is a huge part of your life. Live a life by design, not a life by default.
Okay.
Live a life by design, not a life by default. Because no matter what happens, December 21, it's going to happen. So whether it's going to be you're going to start walking, start saving, start that project, 12 months instead of 12 months.
Yes.
I'm sure you rather in 12 months, you'd be saying, yeah, some progress
yeah.
towards them. Then the son actually has a dog. Mom's out there, and he would come into
Dion, the pasta, the farmer Gibson said, I don't envy, but I definitely can't miss anyone. Always admired you too. Keep up the good work. Ashley said, I love you guys. We love her too.
Yes.
You all keep me accountable.
She does.
Like, she's crazy. She pushes Paul says, osmosis of ideas. That take the word out of my mouth. Osmosis. It's the truth. Behaviors and attitudes are real. Tamika Damian says, excellent, keep pushing, keep inspiring.
So Paul, I believe in osmosis. I believe in being around persons and just getting things from them. I've watched it happen to them, but so again, find those people who are doing the things that scare you and just pick their brains and ask. And Tamika Damian's example, someone who does things, I say, how are you doing those things? So I pick her brain and ask. And you'd be amazed how people inspire you. And also, too, you'd be amazed at who's looking at you and say, you know what, babe, they can do it.
I can do it too.
So don't shy away from that. Don't shy away from that. You know what I'm saying? So try. Because again, you got this one life. You got this one life, and you have to look back in this life. Favorite parable, the 10, the talents. When you ask that question, what have you done? The time, talent, the treasure. What are you going to say?
And Paul is going to leave us with a quote. Live a life by design and not default. Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
From you?
Yeah.
You smart like that? You said good things?
I got up in some people. Thanks.
Okay, so anything else you want to share?
Thank you guys. I mean, we're wrapping up again. We like to be concise and we like to make sure because we know
the we time is valuable.
No, Ma, you have us in your house, you in our house, you sit in my skirt and my wife, what? But no, seriously though, I thank you guys so much. This is not the end of the conversation.
No.
This year it's going to be a wonderful year. We have some things in store, plans, some great conversations, doing more of this. Changing up because season 3, you know, we got to have something different. But keep your ears on the ground, keep on the lookout, follow our pages, more information to come. We're going to keep pushing the envelope because 2020 showed us is that you can do it. And 2021 is going to be like, wow, they actually did that.
Okay, they did that. Mm-hmm. So that's been another episode of the R and Love podcast. We want to thank you again for tuning in. We've enjoyed having you with us as we always do. Special thanks to you, our Facebook family, for tuning in. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and stream this episode on all streaming platforms. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.
Blessings, guys. Appreciate it.
This one is called Lover's Choice.